Shlishi. The pasuk continues, Vim minchas marcheshes karbonecha. If somebody says that he wants to bring a mincha on a kli called a marcheshes, this was a frying pan that was very deep, and since it was deep, the oil gathered together and did not burn off as fast as it did by the minchas machvas. And that's why the contents of the mincha were very liquidy, and they were roichesh. They would shake like jello. That's why it's called marcheshes, from the lashon of roichesh. The minchas marcheshes karbonecha, seiles, fine flour, bashemen teose, with oil it shall be made. Like we said earlier in Rashi, this pasuk teaches us that there is matan shemen bekli, that one places oil in the kli before he puts the seiles in the kli. Veveso es hamincha, asher ye'ose me'ele l'Hashem. And you shall bring the mincha that will be made from one of these to Hashem. What does it mean, a mincha that will be made from one of these? One of these minachos mentioned earlier, minchas soiles, minchas mafesan, or machvas, or marcheshes. All of them, you shall bring one of these minachos, v'kriva el ha'koyen, and the owners, the bailim, should bring it to the koyen, v'higisho el ha'mizbeach, and the koyen shall bring it close to the mizbeach. This is the din of hagosho, where the koyen brings the mincha close to the keren, deroimis marovis, to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. And the Kohen will separate from the Mincha the memorial part, which means the Kmitzah, and he smokes it on the Mizbeach, Ishe, a fire offering, Reach Nichoyach, which will be a pleasant fragrance, Lashem, to Hashem. And that which is left over from the mincha, Aaron ulevana, will go to Aaron and his children. Aaron first, and then the children will divide it. Kodesh kadashim, it is kashe kashim. Me'ish Hashem, after the kmitza is brought on the fire, then the kahanim can take their chelik. And this is repeated to teach us the din of hagosha, which was not stated earlier, the din of bringing the mincha to the keren droimis marovis. Kol ha-mincha asher takriva l'Hashem, all minachos that will be brought to Hashem, lo seyose chometz, shall not be made of chometz. Ki chol se'or, because all leaven, v'chol dvash, and any type of fruit, over here the word dvash means fruit, lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem, you shall not bring fruit or chametz on the mizbeach. But carbon rachis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. There is a carbon which is called the carbon rachis, where fruits are able to be brought, and where chametz can be brought. Chametz may be brought by the shtei halechem. On Shavuos they brought a mincha called the shtei halechem, which was eaten by the kahanim, and that was called a carbon rachis, the first carbon, because it was the first carbon mincha from the new tefuah. So carbon rachis, the carbon rachis of the shtei halechem, takrivu oisam l'Hashem, you can bring this carbon from chametz. But el hamizbeach layalu l'reach nichayach, you cannot bring it on the mizbeach, it is eaten by the kahanim. And also there is a carbon rachis that can be brought from fruit. Carbon rachis referring to the bikurim, which is brought to the kahanim. Takrivu oisam l'Hashem, you bring them to Hashem and you give them to the kahanim. Vela ha-mizbeach l'yal l'reach nichayach, but it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. So we see, although on the mizbeach, fruit and chametz cannot be brought, there are karbonos in which fruit and chametz may be brought, and that is bikurim are brought from fruit, and shtei alechem may be brought from chametz, and they both go to the kohanim. V'chol korba minchoscha, and every korba mincha bamelach timloch, shall be salted. You shall salt the part of the mincha, the kmitza, that goes on the mizbeach. V'loy sashpis, you shall not discontinue melach brisalei kecho, the covenant of salt that Hashem made, that your God has made. Hashem made a bris with the water when he divided the upper waters and the lower waters. The lower waters complained, why should we not be part of the upper waters like we were before? We are losing our Kedusha. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to them, I will make something just from you in the future generations. I will take salt from your water and place it on the karbonos, and I will take water and pour it on the Mizbeach by Nisuch HaMayim, by the Yontif of Sukkos. So the pasuk says, do not discontinue the bris of salt that was made with the mayim hatachtoinim. And therefore you shall place salt on your carbon mincha. And not only that, al kol korboncho takriv melech, on all your korbonos, you shall bring salt, not only on a korban mincha, but also on the korban oilois that go on the mizbeach, and on all the emurim, all the parts of the animals that go on the mizbeach, you shall salt them first, and then smoke them on the mizbeach. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Sok Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, Marcheshes, Kli hu shoheh b'migdash. It was a vessel in the Migdash. Amuk, it was deep. Umetayach shehi amuka, since it was deep. Shemena tzavor. Her oil was gathered together. Ve'ena ur sarfoy, and the fire did not burn it up. Lefichach masei mincha ha'asuyim l'seicha. The work of the mincha that was made inside of it, roich hashin, would shake. Kol davar rach, anything that is soft, ayidei mashke, through liquid. Nira k'roichesh u'minanea, it looks like it shakes, like jello. So the content of this mincha was marcheshes, it would shake because the oil would not get burnt off because of the depth of the pot, of the frying pan. Zot Rashi asher yaseh me'ele, me'echod min haminim halalu. A mincha that was brought from any one of these minim, soiles, mafesan, or machvas, or marcheshes, all had these dinim. V'ikriva ba'aleho el hakoin, the owner will bring the mincha to the kohen, v'igisha hakoin, and then the kohen will bring the mincha close, el hamizbeach, magishin lekeren droimis maravis, he brings the mincha to the southwest part of the corner of the mizbeach, and he is makriv es az korosa, he hakoimates, this is the koimates. Frek the maskal of David, why is it necessary for Rashi to say again that the Askara means the Koimetz, after saying it already in Pasuk Beis, over there Rashi says Askarosa HaKoimetz? And the answer is because over there it is more posh to say that Askarosa means the Kmitza, because the Pasuk says Beferish, specifically Al-Kol Levain Noisa. It mentions the Levaina in the Pasuk. So we know Askarosa means the Kmitza. But in Pasuk Tes, where over there it does not mention the Levaina, so maybe you would think Askarosa means the Levaina. Therefore Rashi says no, Askarosa means the Kmitza, because it has to mean the Kmitza, because the Pasuk says Veherim HaKoyin. The Pasuk uses a language of separation. Only by Kmitza can we say a language of separation, where he separates part of the Mincha and leaves the other part. But since the Levaina, the whole Levaina was taken off, it does not make sense to say a language of Veherim to separate. And therefore Rashi says it is not referring to the Levaina, but rather to the Kmitza. So Rashi, V'chol Devash, one cannot bring Devash on the Mizbeach. Kol Mesikas Pri Kari Devash. Any sweet fruit is called Devash in this Pasuk. But carbon ratios takrivu. From carbon ratios, you can bring devash and se'ar. Ma'yesh l'cholahavi min ha'se'ar min ha'devash. What is possible to bring from leaven and from fruit? Carbon ratios, which means shtei alechem shel atzeres, the shtei alechem, the carbon mincha of shtei alechem, which is brought on shvuos, haboim min ha'se'ar, which is brought from leaven. Shenema, like the pasuk says, chometz teofeno, it shall be baked chometz. Ubikurim min ha'devash, and bikurim can be brought from fruit. K'may bikuri te'enim utamarim, the first fruits of the figs and the dates. Melach bris, the treaty of salt, shabris krusa lemelach misheshen me'abrashis, because a covenant was made with salt from the 6 days of creation, shehuftuchu mayim atachtoinim, where the lower waters were promised, likarev b'mizbeach, to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, b'melach, through taking its salt and sprinkling its salt on the karbonos and on the menachos, v'nisuch hamayim b'chag, and also pouring water on the mizbeach on the yontif of Sukkot. Al kol karboncho, on all your karbonos you shall salt, al oilas behema, v'oif, on a oila of a behema or oif, the emure, and the parts that are brought on the mizbeach, kol hakadoshim kulon, of all kachim. They are all salted before the haktara. And the pasuk continues, v'im takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem, when you will be makriv a minchas bikurim to Hashem. The pasuk over here is referring to the karbon minchas ha'omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach. This mincha was different than the menachos mentioned earlier. The menachos earlier were menachos brought by a yachid, by one person alone. This is a minchas tzibur. The whole congregation together brings the minchas ha'omer. Also, the previous menachos were all minchas nedava, a voluntary mincha. When this minchas ha'omer is a minchas chayva, there is an obligation to bring this mincha on the second day of Pesach. And when the pasuk says ve'im takriv, it does not mean if you will be makriv, but rather when you will be makriv the minchas bikurim to Hashem. The reason why the omer was called the minchas bikurim is because it was bikurim, the first mincha from the new tefuah. The new tefuah grew Pesach time, and this was the first mincha, the first anything to be brought from the new tefuah, and it was matir, it allowed you to eat the new grain. All the chadash was mutter after the akrova of the minchas ha'omer. Aviv, the minchas ha'omer had to be brought from ripened stalks. We also learned that Aviv teaches us that it was made from barley, not from wheat, but rather from barley, because in Parshas Va'era, the pasuk says, Ki hasa oira aviv, the barley was aviv, and here it says aviv, so we learn that the minchas ha'omer was made from barley. Kaloi ba'esh, it was roasted in fire. The purpose of roasting it was to dry it out. Since it was aviv, it was made from ripe stalks, therefore it was moist. So we, in order to be able to grind it afterwards, we had to first roast it in fire. Geres, it was ground. Caramel, which comes from the words kar mole, the pillow was full. It has to be ripe so that the garinim, the seeds inside, fill up the kar, fill up the outer shell. Takriv es minchas bikurecha, that's how you shall be makriv your karban mincha. V'nosato le'ashemen, you shall place oil on the mincha, v'samto le'levoina, and then place levoina, the spices. Mincha hi, it is a karban mincha. V'hiktir ha'koyen es askarosa, and the koyen will bring the kamitza, Migirsa umishamna, from the ground barley umishamna, and from the oil. So he will take a kmitza from the ground barley and the oil, alko levainosa, besides for the kmitza of the levaina, ishil Hashem, and he's makter it on the mizbeach. He makes kmitza, he puts that on the mizbeach, and also the kmitza of the levaina, and afterwards the kaihanim can eat the rest of the mincha. Zok Rashi, v'im takriv, pasuk yudalad. Harei im mishamish b'loshen ki. The word im does not mean if, but rather when. Shaharei ein ze reshus. This is not a voluntary act. Shaharei b'minchas ha'omer ha'kosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about the korban minchas ha'omer. Shehi choiva, which is brought as an obligation. V'chein, and so we find v'im yiyah ha'yovel. The pasuk v'im yiyah ha'yovel. Over there it does not mean if there will be yovel, but rather when yovel will come. Minchas bikurim, the minchas ha'omer ha'kosav medaber, shibo aviv. It's talking about the minchas ha'omer that is brought with ripened stalks. B'shas bishul ha'tfua, when the tfua ripens. Uminas ha'omer, and it's also brought from barley. Hibo. Nemar kan aviv. It says over here the word aviv. V'nem alahalon, and it says earlier in parashas va'era, ki ha'sa'ira aviv. So we see aviv aviv that it's referring to barley. Kolui ba'esh shem yavshin oisei ala or. Be'ibuv shel kloyim. We dry it out on a fire in a special type of kli called ibuv shel kloyim. She'alulei kein, were it not for the fact that you roast it, einu nitchenes berichayim, it would not be able to be ground in a grinder. Lefi she'ilacha, since it is very moist. Geres karmel, grusa ba'idalacha. It is ground while it is still somewhat moist. Geres, Lashon Shvira Utchina. It means a language of breaking it down and grinding. Garza Berichaim Shel Grusais. It is ground in a grinder Shel Grusais, which is a type of a grinder that does not bring it to a very fine state, but rather breaks it into pieces. Where do we find the Lashon of Geres means to break down? K'moy Vayagres Bechotzos. He broke my teeth with gravel. So Vayagres means to break. V'chein Garza Nafshi. My soul was shattered. Caramel, bo'ira caramole. We are saying that it is very ripe, and the seeds fill up the outer shell. Bo'ira caramole. When the pillow is full, shatfua lacha, umalea bakashin shalah. The tfua is moist and ripened, and fill up its stalks. Valkein nikroin hamalilois caramel. That's why kernels are called caramel, because caramole, they fill up the pillow. They fill up the outer shell. V'chein, and so we find in the pasuk karmel b'tzikloinoi, the kernels with their husks. So we see karmel means the kernels.